This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. It is interesting that every time it looks like when Pope Francis makes comments ad hoc during interviews, the Vatican has to come in later to explain what he might have meant or what he didn't mean. And this last week was no exception. I'd like to give you a few examples as to the fundamentally wrong statements which the Pope made, fundamentally wrong in light of the Bible. And so far, the Vatican hasn't quite come back and tried to explain them. Maybe they don't know how to explain them. But here's an interesting example, which the Local reported on January 20, but other papers have reported it too, that the Association of German Rabbit Breeders, listen carefully, said on Tuesday that Pope Francis' injunction to Catholics not to breed like rabbits was inaccurate. You might have heard that the Pope said in an interview that Catholics shouldn't breed like rabbits. Now, this association said that you should really think harder about giving up expressions like that and allow people to use contraception instead. I think it would be much more appropriate than saying such stupid things. And then this association added that not all rabbits had a high level of sexual activity, and that the stereotype mostly applied to rabbits living in the wild. Most rabbits bred in captivity have a well-regulated reproductive rate, he said. Now, in fact, even rabbits in the wild have such a self-reproductive rate in the sense and self-regulated rate, because there have been proofs to the effect that if there's too much offspring, rabbits become infertile. They can't produce for a while in order to stop overpopulation. But nevertheless, the article goes on to say that Pope Francis made his remarks on the way home from a visit to the Philippines, a stronghold of the Catholic Church in Asia, which last year passed a family planning law in defiance of the Vatican's 1968 ban on contraception. God gave us a means to be responsible, he told journalists on the flight home. Some think, and excuse the term, that to be a good Catholic, they must breed like rabbits. Following the church's teaching didn't mean Christians should have children one after the other, he said. Now, here's a problem. He said an awful lot more than that. Bild Online, German paper, normally very sympathetic towards the Pope, and even in this particular article, they were trying to kind of defend him. But they explained that the Pope, first of all, defended the official Catholic teaching, according to which any form of artificial contraception, such as the pill or condoms, is prohibited, and that only natural planning is allowed, such as having no sexual intercourse during ovulation. Now, of course, this prohibition and quote-unquote permission was decreed by Pope Paul VI in the encyclical Humanae Vitae in 1968. Well, now, the interesting thing is that in the same context, Pope Francis referred to Pope Paul II as a prophet. And not only that, he also said that he is sad when he hears that three children are too many, adding that three children is the minimum to keep populations stable. Now, he didn't elaborate on how many more children than three could or would become irresponsible parenthood, the Bild Online article pointed out. But when I read that, and let me just frankly say, when I read these ridiculous comments, I was not only reminded of recent comments by the leader of Turkey, who said something very similar and said, if you have less than a certain amount of children, you are committing treason towards your country. But this is also language, I hate to say, which remind me of some very problematic language in Nazi Germany in World War II. But it goes even worse than that, or it gets worse than that. The Independent wrote on January 18 that Pope Francis was moved to embrace a tearful, abandoned girl at a university in Manila after she asked why God allows children, and some version has here, to suffer. This goes further and say, to become prostitutes. Glycel wept as she asked the Pope, many children get involved in drugs and prostitution. Why does God allow these things to happen to us? The children are not guilty of anything. Visibly moved, the Pope said, she is the only one who has put forward a question for which there is no answer. And she was not even able to express it in words, but rather in tears. Another article by interexion.com said that the girl also asked the question, why do children suffer? The Pope was so moved by the question that he abandoned a prepared homily, and he said, the girl asked a question to which there is no answer. Now, that's pitiful. Now, here's a leader of the biggest, quote-unquote, Christian organization in the world. And he doesn't have an answer to this very foundational and fundamental question. He doesn't understand why innocent people have to suffer in this world. And in all likelihood, he doesn't understand at all who is ruling this world. Now, if you want an answer, we can give you an answer. We have a free booklet. It talks about human suffering. Why? And how much longer? Now, maybe the Pope should read that booklet, then he would get an answer. It's amazing to me that he doesn't have an answer to this very foundational question, which the Bible clearly gives him, if he were to believe it. Now, here in our free booklet, Human Suffering, the answer is being given to you. I wished you would ask for a free copy. I have a third aspect of something I want to address today, of something the Pope said, another equally wrong comment. Now, of course, he made it, to an extent, I suppose, in defense of Muslims who are upset when their prophet Muhammad is ridiculed. But nevertheless, it was a very unfortunate comment. It was a wrong comment. I want to read it to you first of all. NBC News reported it on January 15. Pope Francis suggested there are limits to freedom of expression, saying in response to the Charlie Hebdo terror attack that one cannot make fun of faith and that anyone who throws insults can expect a punch. The pontiff said that both freedom of faith and freedom of speech were fundamental human rights and that every religion has its dignity. One cannot provoke, one cannot insult other people's faith, one cannot make fun of faith. He said there is a limit. Every religion has its dignity. In freedom of expression, there are limits. Every religion has its dignity. Now, there are many religions on the face of this earth, religions who require that those who believe in it must sacrifice their own children. The Bible, the Old Testament, is full of religions where people have done that. There are many religions which are in total opposition to what the Bible says. Just right now in Scotland, two male witches were quote-unquote married in a quote-unquote religious ceremony. Does that kind of a practice have dignity? Do the cannibals who believe that they need to eat other human beings because of religious reasons, do they deserve dignity? It's a stupid comment. It's hyperbole. But unfortunately, many people are following these comments because the Pope made them, and get further and further away from the truth of the Bible. I want to encourage you not to fall into that trap. The Pope is making comments which are in total opposition to what God says, and you must realize that. Our free booklet, Human Suffering, will explain to you a lot of things which you probably have never heard explained before. Please make yourself, or do yourself a favor and ask for this booklet and keep watching our Standing Watch programs because we are not afraid, as you hopefully have noticed, to speak out and to tell you how it is. We are not afraid of people. We are not afraid of institutions. We are not afraid of men. We are respectful of what God tells us. And we are afraid to violate His law and to say things which are not in accordance with God's word. And I hope that you noticed that difference. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.